The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
It's time for The Drives Top 5 at 5.
All right, hour number three of The Drive, Quitting Time, 5 o'clock on your Wednesday. We start with the top five at five. Brandon Orrick.
Rick Barnes has been named one of the finalists for the Naismith Coach of the Year, along with Chris Beard, Tony Bennett, and Kelvin Sampson.
Well done, Rick Barnes.
Number two.
Yes.
The second two games of the first four will be played tonight.
They will.
About an hour and a half from now, North Carolina Central and North Dakota State will be playing for that 16 seed spot in the field of 64. And then St. John's and Arizona State will play for the right to play Buffalo.
Let me ask you this. How did we decide on Dayton as the place for the first four?
It does seem like an odd place.
I can't remember. I've learned
is
this
it, is a central location?
Centrally located is part of it. I can't exactly remember.
Should we move it around?
I feel like if it's going to be centrally, I feel like we should put it in like Kansas somewhere.
City.
Right smack dab in the middle of the country.
What is smack dab in the middle of the U.S.? Where is the middle?
I'm pretty sure it's Kansas City, Missouri, right?
I don't know. I'll look
it's
it up here in a minute.
As close as it gets.
I'll Google it for you.
Number three. It's a little NFL news. Vontaze Burfict, I mentioned it yesterday.
Whoa.
He was cut from the Bengals. Signs a one-year deal with the Oakland Raiders.
It's gonna be weird.
Raider!
You think it's gonna be weird with him and Antonio Brown? I mean, he did pretty much almost admittedly try to kill Antonio Brown in that playoff
game. If you're Antonio Brown, at least he's on your team now, right?
Yeah, I mean, you got that going for you. Also in the NFL, Clay Matthews signs with the Rams after
it'll be so weird, isn't it?
With the long hair.
Yeah, I talk about a guy who's closely identified with his team. I mean, Clay Matthews, one of the great Packers, right? He's on their Super Bowl team, I believe. Wasn't he about 10 years ago?
Yeah.
So his second or third year in the league.
Got an answer to that question. The geographic center of the United States. The lower 48, is located about 2 miles northwest of Lebanon, Kansas. Take U.S. Highway 281 north 1 mile and turn west 1 mile on K-191 to the marker that has been erected at the end of the paved road.
How about that?
Number four. This is from Coach Cal and from the Kentucky Men's Basketball official Twitter account. P.J. Washington sprained his foot in the Tennessee game on last Saturday. Cal says, and then x-rays and MRI tests all came back good, but they want to be extra careful, so he's seeing a specialist today. Cal says that PJ Washington, quote, wants to play, obviously.
I'm sure he does.
Wow. I mean, they shouldn't need him against Abilene Christian, but, you know, their 7-10 game is Wofford-Seton Hall. And Seton Hall's the 10, who they've already lost to this year. Now, I would think most of us probably consider Kentucky the better team, but they're going to need – I don't see them getting much farther than the Sweet 16 without P.J. Washington.
Who would they face if they beat if they made it to the Sweet 16?
Houston is the 3 over there. We've also got Iowa State, Ohio State, Georgia State on the other side of that bracket.
Iowa State and Houston could beat them.
Number 5. Legislation was filed for introduction on February 5th. This bill would allow alcohol sales at the University of Tennessee. News here, so that was back in February. Bill passed the Senate on March 18th with a vote of 27-4. And yesterday, the bill was ready for transmission to the House. So, and this bill, like I said, it would allow alcohol sales at the University of Tennessee venues.
So it's probably going to pass. What happened? Like, then UT has to decide what. This is just saying it could be allowed. It's not necessarily going to happen. We're just getting rid of
the ban.
Is there even a, like, was that a state law? I thought that was just a local ordinance, like a dry campus thing. I guess it was UT through the state government.
I guess so.
So 27-4, I mean, that's probably indicative of that getting set to pass.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Alcohol in Neyland Stadium, one more step closer.
And that is your top five at five.
Thank you, Brandon.
We've got some sad news. I got some sad kind of breaking news. Apparently, according to WJHL Sports, ETSU basketball coach Steve Forbes will not be on the bench tonight against Green Bay in the CIT at Freedom Hall due to the passing of his father, Lowell Forbes. Mm. So our thoughts and prayers go out to the Forbes family. That's tough.
Yep, friend of the show, Steve Forbes, losing his old man. It's a shame. Hopefully he is doing as well as can be expected. All right, 865-546-8200, 546-8200. Flex says, beating Kentucky Saturday was the high point of the season. Going to be hard to top.
I don't think it was hot. Well, I guess it was.
What would be – I mean, be – you know – a win Gonzaga. Friday wouldn't be topping it. A win Sunday wouldn't be topping it. I think you pretty much have to go to the Final Four to win the Elite Eight to top beating Kentucky.
Yeah,
it's so satisfying for so many people. I think people the further we get away from the disappointment of losing to Auburn, I think people will remember the pleasure. Pleasure is not even doing it justice, of beating Kentucky that Saturday. I think that will be – well, I don't know. What do you think people remember more, beating Kentucky or losing to Auburn?
Beating Kentucky.
Me too. Because it just – I mean, and it underscores the difference between the two programs because Tennessee – we built this. We built this city on rock and roll, right? Tennessee's program was built. Kentucky's was bought. And built is always better than bought.
They're the rich kid. We're the kid with the paper route.
Like I said earlier, they're jealous because our players actually like Knoxville. And like UT and like Tennessee, as evidenced by, you know, they come back. Whereas P.J. Washington, I said this too, after he doesn't like Kentucky. He doesn't like Lexington. As a matter of fact, I think he hates it now because this wasn't part of the deal for P.J. Washington playing 2 years in Kentucky. Playing basketball again for free, that wasn't part. That's not why he went to Kentucky. He went there so that he could be one and done and go play in the NBA.
Get a shoe contract.
And now he's up there with a sprained ankle. And, you know.
Sounds like it's something to do with this. What'd they say? A sprained foot?
Whatever. An injury.
I mean, that could be nothing or could
he's
going
to have to deal with in the NCAA tournament, which he has to play in. You know, I guess he could sit, but that's unprecedented for the NCAA tournament. Would probably be frowned upon by pro scouts. And he's had to play another year for free. He can't wait to get out of Lexington. Whereas we've got a guy, Grant Williams, who's just as good, who probably will have to face a legitimately gut-wrenching decision on whether or not to leave or come back. And Tennessee's players enjoy playing for Rick Barnes, enjoy being student athletes at Tennessee, enjoy the fan love that they get, a mutual admiration thing back and forth that just does not exist at Kentucky. We built this thing. Rick Barnes built it with his staff, and John Calipari bought it. And guess what? As soon as John Calipari goes, it goes away. And they'll go right back to – they'll go find themselves another Billy Gillespie. Another Tubby Smith. What are the chances? Like we talked about earlier, if Calipari were to take the UCLA job, which I don't think he will, but if he goes to coach LeBron and the Lakers, who would they get? Billy Donovan ain't going there. So who you going to get? You going to go hire Bruce Pearl? Is that going to be the same? Is that going to keep things rolling? You going to go hire Steve Forbes?
They wouldn't go after Forbes, even though I think he'd kill it there.
Who's the up-and-comer in the tournament right now, the coach of some mid-major team that we're about to hear a lot about the coming weeks? You go hire Buzz Williams from Virginia Tech. He's proven.
They ain't going to be able to get into a bidding war with Texas A&M.
Who's at VCU now? That guy's probably due for a
I don't know. Is the shine worn off on hiring VCU coaches? Because they win at VCU, but they don't win real big. I mean, has anybody? I guess they have.
Will Wade.
Who's getting ready to be giving them probably a 10-year show cause.
I mean, they can maybe go after Chris Beard, who was one of the coaches of the year.
Wasn't Billy Gillespie, didn't he come from Texas Tech?
He did.
They're not going to want to do that again just because of Gillespie. It's like us in Louisiana Tech. Well, no matter how good an up-and-comer they have, like, we can never hire another Louisiana Tech guy or Cincinnati, right?
I feel like Chris Beard, I see what you're saying, but I feel like he's proved himself as more of an up-and-comer.
One of the Hurleys. Either one of them doing anything enough?
Would they go
to Kentucky?
Would Kentucky want to hire a Duke guy?
Ooh, I don't know. Probably not.
I guess the one at UConn is technically not a Duke guy.
If they went after old boy at Wichita State,
Greg Marshall. I was thinking, like, remember he used to always be – he was like the unicorn that, you know, nobody could get. I haven't heard a lot about that.
Are they in the tournament?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I mean –
they lost in the American because Cincinnati won that league, won that tournament.
Yeah, they've kind of fallen off.
Maybe going to the American Athletic Conference was not the great move that it was cracked up to be. Should have stayed in the Valley.
I was looking earlier when we were talking about Coach of the Year. He won it not too long. I mean, Greg Marshall won Coach of the Year not too long ago.
Sure. I mean, like, he interviewed here a couple of times. Let's get John Tweet in here. Tweet, you're on The Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville. Good afternoon, sir.
Hello.
Yes.
Did somebody really say nothing could top a meaningless SEC semifinal tournament win, honestly?
Wow. John Tweet calling into crap all over the Kentucky win.
Meaningless.
Well, I mean, you know, is well, what equals meaningful? I mean, was the win over them in the regular season meaningful?
Not really.
So I mean, nothing is meaningful unless it's a championship game.
Championship or tournament basketball.
John, you're wearing all black right now listening to your emo music. Y'all up in your feelings.
Right. I don't have any emo music, I don't think. What would be emo music, Bear? I'm trying to think of a modern band that's emo, and I'll tell you if I listen to it.
I've got a feeling you're wearing all black and maybe have some mascara on and you're listening to emo music.
The Cure?
I'm going to tell you this. I would lose to Kentucky every single regular season basketball game for the next 30 years if you guarantee me the Sweet 16 every single year. I don't care if we ever beat them again.
Say that again now?
You just say, hey, no matter what, you're in the Sweet 16 every single year. So we're basically a top 15 basketball team. I'd lose to them forever.
If you look at it, though, we have made the Sweet 16, I want to say, five times in the last 14 years since Bruce Pearl's first year.
Pretty good with it. And then I guess Konzo did it that one year when Duke fell asleep at the wheel and lost to Mercer.
So, five times in 13 years, like, that's a pretty good percentage. There are a lot of schools, that, including some blue bloods, that would probably like to have that batting average.
I enjoy beating them. Don't get me wrong, but I mean, I'd rather have postseason success.
All right, John Tweet. Here's a question Trey Wallace asked me earlier. This is a sick, twisted question, so it's right up your alley.
Is this like a FMK question or something different?
Kinda. If you, Butch Jones. He asked me 2017. I don't know why they chose this year, but at the end of 2017, I guess that's when he got fired. Butch Jones gets a 5-year contract extension. Guaranteed he's going to coach 5 more seasons at Tennessee. But you are guaranteed of winning the 2019 national championship in college basketball. Nothing else.
Take it.
You would take it?
Yeah.
See, that's what I said, and since I'm agreeing with you, I'm starting to rethink my position.
Football sucks. We suck. We're not going to be any good anytime soon. You guarantee me a natty in basketball? That's royalty.
But you got to listen to dumbass Butch Jones up there every single – for five more years.
It's critical.
Let me ask you something, Russ. I start to remove things in my life that stress me. So if somebody agitates you that much, you know what I mean, gets you so worked up, why do you listen to him? Like, why? If you hated what he said in press conferences, why do you listen to it and tweet about it all the time? Why not just not listen?
I think it's kind of funny. It really doesn't agitate me. It agitates me, like, when it's happening. Like, I get worked up over the football game, like, that Saturday and maybe that Sunday if it's a particularly egregious loss. But now, in March, Butch Jones is funny to me. He's not our problem.
Be kind.
I have a joke, Russ, if you'll allow me.
Oh, God. Is it? I mean, you're not going to?
I think it's clean.
You think
it's
clean?
You can keep your finger on the buzzer. No, it's clean. It's clean. Have you heard about the rare animal collectors that went up to Canada?
No.
So this couple, they're going up and they're looking for this exotic white skunk, right?
Uh-huh.
And they get up there and they cross the border and they find it. So they're on their way back and they got this rare skunk and they're coming to the border like, oh, gosh. And the husband looks over at his wife. They're like, what do we do? What do we do? And he's like, honey, I got it. Put it in between your legs. And she's like, well, what about the smell? And he says, well, if it dies, it dies. See you later, boys.
We'll take a quick break right here. The Drive continues. Fan Run Radio. Back with more right after this.
Drive abides on Fox Sports Knoxville. The Docket. Brought to you by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for disability benefits? Call DHE today at 865-566-0800 or visit DHE-US.com.
Authorities say two Missouri men snatched a statue of Al Capone from its seat outside the Ohio Club in Hot Springs, Arkansas, early Saturday morning. Club owner Mike Petty told the Hot Springs Sentinel Record that the men dropped it and he was able to chase them down and take back the statue. He says the statue suffered a broken fedora brim, arm, and leg, amounting to about $3,500 worth of damage. Two men are charged with public intoxication and criminal mischief. Hot Springs. You're wondering, why is there an Al Capone statue in Hot Springs, Arkansas? Well, about 45 miles southwest of Little Rock, was once a popular destination for gangsters, including Al Capone. Huh. How about that?
Reminds me of a story whenever I was in high school. Yeah. So at our high school, there's a statue of a grizzly bear with the Granger Grizzlies.
Sounds like an episode of Saved by the Bell or something.
We were about to graduate. Senior prank. We drove over to the high school one night, stole the bear statue.
What's the thing weigh?
It was heavy. We brought it to graduation and set it by the stairs where everybody was walking down.
Great story, Brandon.
Yeah.
Like, did everybody have a good chuckle, or did you get in any trouble?
Well, it took them a few days to realize that it was gone. And then they started to freak out, and they started, like, they got pretty mad.
Yeah.
And then we finally came out, and it was like, hey, it was us, and then it wasn't a big deal.
Doesn't sound like a very good prank. Great prank, Brandon. Like, there's got to be consequences.
Well, I mean, I feel like there would have been if it wasn't us. We had some pull.
Okay. Oh, you had some pull.
Yeah.
Bigwig. What, was your mom the principal or something?
No.
You knew the superintendent?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
The superintendent lived next to Mamaw?
No.
Superintendent privilege. That's what saved you, huh?
We knew
Superintendent was your great uncle?
No. But we were connected.
Meanwhile, defense attorneys say a man accused of brutally stabbing a man to death in Alexandria, Virginia last July did so because he thought the victim was blank.
Say that one more time.
Man accused of brutally stabbing a man to death in Alexandria, Virginia, last July, did so because he thought the victim was blank.
Trying to break into his home.
Bear?
Trying to steal his cat.
A werewolf.
Whoa. Would not have gotten that one, Russ.
July 13, 2018, police were called to an Old Town window replacement business in Alexandria after receiving reports of a suspicious death. Once officers arrived on the scene, they found Pankaj Basin locked inside a Mercedes-Benz with no pants on, covered in blood. Inside the business, officers found the owner, 65-year-old Brad Jackson, suffering from 53 stab wounds, among other injuries.
Good God almighty, 53?
Yesterday in court, the defense pleaded to strike the murder trial from the court, stating a more appropriate charge of voluntary manslaughter should be applied. The defense claimed that Basin suffered from mental health issues and that he thought the business owner was a werewolf at the time of the incident. The judge, however, overruled the motion to strike down the case. So the old, we thought he was a werewolf defense, apparently not holding sway in Alexandria court.
No, I would imagine not, Russ.
That's the docket. It's brought to you by Disability Advantage Group. You can check them out online at dag-us.com. We appreciate Disability Advantage Group. And if you suffer from an injury, remember, the last thing you want to do is jump through hoops to get the proper legal representation during Social Security Disability Insurance application and appeals. The Social Security Administration is notorious for requiring extensive paperwork, ample medical documentation, and drawn-out appeals processes. Disability Advantage Group can handle the heavy lifting for you, making things simple and straightforward during your difficult time of recovery. One call does it all. From the moment you call, Disability Advantage Group will be handling absolutely everything to do with your claim. So call Disability Advantage Group today. Give them a ring. Tell them The Drive sent you. 865-566-0800 is their number here in Knoxville. 566-0800, or just log on to dag-us.com. All right, our Jeopardy challenge stands at 3-1.
4-1.
4-1. No. Brandon in the lead. Bear, you want to choose a new category, or should we?
Yeah, let's choose a new category.
All right.
I didn't realize Brandon over there with his Dory answers.
Queens of Egypt, vocabulary, parkitecture, a bit of the old ultraviolet, or, I'm sorry, that's it. Van Gogh, a bit of the old ultraviolet, parkitecture, or vocabulary.
Let's go with vocabulary.
Vocabulary it is.
Not very articulate, Barry. You're trying to...
You are from Granger County.
Are those buzzers still working?
Whoa.
Dong.
In Britain, this word describes the younger of two brothers. In college, it's a mini major.
Bong.
Yes, Bear.
What is a minor?
Correct. 4-2. Bear on the move. Carl Sagan defined this word as the opposite of chaos. Three, two, one. Of course, looking for what is cosmos.
Put your back.
This word, Jesus. This word means hidden. When it goes before motives, it can also mean happening later. Three, two, one.
I'm going to be pissed.
What is ulterior?
Dang it.
Picked a bad category, Bear.
Oh, man.
Looks like neither one of us are very articulate.
Latin meteor to heal gives us this word for a cure. Three, two.
What is antidote?
Oh, Big swing and a miss by Brando. Bear, Bear, you want to take a shot at it, buddy? What do you got?
What is vaccination?
No, the correct answer is what is remedy?
I need from a remedy, Latin word, remedius.
All right. Continuing along with vocabulary, which apparently neither Bear or Brandon have much of. Describing a sharp tone, this six-letter adjective is also a verb meaning to scream.
Bong.
Yes, Bear.
What is shrill, Russell?
Correct. Bear pulls to within one.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, like a LaMonte Turner three dagger.
As an adjective, it means of the body. As a noun, a non-commissioned officer. Three, two, one. What is corporal?
God, dog it. I just didn't want to.
All right, maybe one more chance here to tie it up, Bear. You feeling lucky?
Yeah.
A glass bottle for your science experiment or a flat metal bottle for your nip of booze.
What is wait until a
the, oh, hold on. I haven't even called on you yet. Do you know the rules? Have you watched Jeopardy before? Yes, Bear.
What is a flask?
You are correct.
4-4.
Tied at four. When we come back, we'll get to your phone calls. Later, we will go to Sudden Death Final Jeopardy. Here on the drive, Bear versus Brandon. It has gone down to the wire. Can Bear pull off a comeback of the ages? This is like Tennessee going off in the final 3 minutes against Kentucky. Brandon had it won. He's missed a couple of free throws. He's had a couple of turnovers, and he can't get stops on the defensive end. Who will emerge victorious? Stay with us and find out next here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
Up the drive, you can only hope to contain it.
Oh. How about that?
Playing my music, Russ.
All tied up here on Jeopardy between Bear and Brandon. Brandon, you had a commanding lead of vocabulary. Are they not teach you fancy book learning up there in Granger County?
I mean,
maybe if you'd
spent it was never my strong suit.
Maybe if you'd spent a little more time with your nose in the books instead of stealing grizzly bears or whatever it is you're doing up there, you'd have this thing sewn up right now.
I spent my fair share of time in the books. Vocabulary is just not my strong suit. I'm more of a history guy.
More of a history guy, huh?
Yeah.
You think you'd take Bear down in history?
I mean, I already did with American history.
I thought about majoring in American history for a couple of days when I first got to UT. All right. Back up, big boy.
Rickard Ridge Barbecue poll question this afternoon. Do you consider being in the play-in game to be making the NCAA tournament? 55% of the audience right now says no on the Twitter machine.
Certainly not.
45% says yes. Gary says, if you are an 11 seed playing another 11 seed, then yes. And I'll go ahead and give the 16 seeds, like, you know, both those teams last night, both those 16s that you'll see tonight won conference tournaments, which has always been the prerequisite for getting it. It's like when they expanded to 68, it's not because there were more conferences, because they wanted to give more at-large bids, right?
Yeah, but don't you think they ought to make the, like, the lower the Power Five schools that are just squeezing in there, playing the playing game rather than. I feel like I don't agree with that.
That's
your conference tournament. You should be in the tournament.
That's what I was saying earlier.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I feel like those teams, Prairie View, who won their conference tournament, I feel like they should be in the bracket, whether they're a 16 seed or not. I feel like they should get the chance to play that one seed.
But I kind of like Belmont.
Teams, make them the 16. Give the ones a challenge.
Belmont did not win their conference right. championship. Now, they were missing their big man against Ja Morant and Murray State. They get the at-large chance and they had to play in. When we won it, we didn't have a great year there. It's not like we flat out earned that, man. I mean, like, we had a bad start to the season. So I kind of like it. It's grown on me.
No, I agree. But I agree with what Bear's saying. I think you should put those teams that just barely squeak in, those teams that are
like
getting
us
at
that
large.
Year.
Yeah, that are just barely getting in, like Belmont, like
make them fight for their life.
Yeah. I feel like it's those teams
like
that should
Florida.
Have to play in it.
Florida should have to play in a play-in game.
Yeah. Or if Alabama had gotten in, I feel like they should be in those games.
Yeah.
I feel like the 16 seeds that won their conference tournament, I feel like they should be in the bracket, and the first four should be these teams that are that were bubble
bottom
teams.
Feeders.
I'm with that. The teams like Alabama and Indiana, NC State. Did you see the thing Debbie Yao wrote? Like, she wrote like a manifesto about why they got screwed. Put those teams. Yeah,
sorry, Debbie Yao.
Nobody wants to watch Fairleigh Dickinson and Prairie View, right? Show me NC State and Bama playing, and loser gets into the tournament. The winner gets into the tournament. The loser
goes
to the NIT. That would probably draw more eyes. If only they would just consult the drive on all these matters of national importance. All these heated sports debates would just go away.
We ready to do this or what? You just wait till the last segment? No, not a bit. I've got his number now.
Noisewater says his vocabulary suffers because Brandon Orrick spent too much time with those choir degenerates completely shirking their studies.
Whoa, sounds like he knows
Were you in the choir?
No. I never took one second.
I've never heard you sing.
But wait, you have to be in choir or band, right?
No. You don't? So at ours, you had to take either choir or art. I took art.
What's your skill in art?
I don't have a skill. It's just basically art appreciation.
Really?
Yeah.
So you weren't like,
were you artistic?
Coloring and stuff?
I mean, we did.
You are not. Can you draw?
Not anymore, but I did art in
high
school.
How do you forget how to draw?
I was never very good. I kind of faked my way through
it.
Kind of faked through it. So if you had to choose between choir and I think you should have to do music, and you should either have to do choir or band. That's my position. That's the way it is for my daughter. Like, she's going into middle school and she has to choose. You either have to do chorus or band.
Yeah,
and I'm
Cubs
in
the
band. I think that's a good thing they do. Let me hear you sing, Brandon. Sing us a couple
of
bars.
I'm not going to sing.
I bet you got a voice like an angel. All right, Brandon.
And I guarantee you all the listeners don't want to hear me sing either.
Brandon,
thought you were going to say I couldn't sing.
Brandon, you get to choose our final Jeopardy category.
All right.
Why does he get to choose?
You've picked every single category.
I love how you all do this.
You pick Potpourri. You pick the voices and vocabulary. It's my turn.
You pick three. Like, Brandon gets to pick one. That's more than fair.
Should have been 2-2, but I'm not complaining.
Kind of are, but we'll move on. Travel Hawaii, QuickBooks, Quotable Women, The Worst Picture Razzie, or Out in Left Field?
Let's go Out in Left Field.
All right, a sports one. Despite his nickname, this left fielder for the 1919 Chicago Black Sox didn't usually play barefoot.
Bong.
Yes, Bear.
Ty Cobb. Who is Ty Cobb?
Really?
Wow. Who is Shoeless Joe Jackson?
What are you? You can't do that. What are you doing? I'm taking away a point.
You can't take away a point.
You have to give him a chance to respond.
I forgot.
Would you have gotten that?
No.
Okay. Well, don't do that again. All right. Wait till I'm finished giving the answer.
Okay.
And if you get it wrong, you don't get to go again.
I thought he was
this is Jeopardy.
All right.
Well, exactly. You thought he was going to get it, so you're cheating. That's cheating.
No.
That's kind of cheating.
I didn't admit to that.
If you thought he was going to get it, that's
kind of
cheating.
Wade, you've been caught red-handed.
Yeah.
Shut
your
mouth.
You just admitted to it.
No, I didn't.
Let me close the door.
You have a strong-ass offer for us, Bear?
I might.
Right. Hall of Famer Ralph Kiner became an announcer known for quotes like, McReynolds stops at this base and he scores.
If you're going to ask us a bunch of baseball questions, neither one of us are going to get it.
Brandon chose this category. Three,
Brandon's
two,
a known dullard.
Third. Next answer. A 37-foot wall with this nickname looms over the left field in Fenway Park.
You did that last round.
Yes, Brandon.
What is the Green Monster?
That is correct.
That's so bogus.
Please wait until the question, the answer, whatever, is finished. Until you click. If there's a tie,
we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. He might have been waiting last time.
He was not.
All right. 5-4 Brandon.
It's not 5-4 to Brandon. You're not giving him that one.
You did it last time.
It doesn't matter. We're 4-4. It's supposed to be Final Jeopardy.
It's 5-4 Brandon. We have two more questions. There's plenty of time for you to win. From 1941 to 1963, Stan the Man Musial patrolled left field in this city's Sportsman Park and Busch Stadium. Yes, Brandon.
What is St. Louis?
That is correct. Brandon takes a commanding two. Do we do the last category, the last clue?
Here, you know what? You can throw out the one.
You can throw it out. Wow.
If this is a baseball question, there's no point in even asking.
The category's out in left field. It's a baseball question.
This is just
weren't happy CEO Derek Jeter and this team traded young left fielder Marcell Ozuna after his great 2017 season.
I didn't even hear the damn question.
Marlins?
I would have gotten that.
That's correct. Brandon is our champion.
That's bogus.
You can't interrupt the reading of the question. You've made a mockery of the rules. Brandon,
you're out of order. Brandon's out of order. The whole damn place is out of order. I'm going to play music now.
He kicked your ass.
I'm going to play music now.
He kicked your patootie.
I'm playing music.
Don't pitch a fit. You lost. Fair and square.
I am pitching a fit, Russ.
Congratulations, Brandon.
Thank you. It's hard fought.
How does it feel to be the Drive's Jeopardy champion?
You know, it feels pretty good. Bear wanted to gloat.
He brought this up. He challenged you.
He did.
In hour one.
And then I even threw out a question to give him a chance that I got right.
You did. That was very magnanimous of you. That was quite the sportsman.
I will fight you in the parking lot after the show to defend my honor. I don't know why I played that song.
I don't even know why that's on your iPhone.
That's a great song.
865-546-8200. Is your number to get on the show today, 546-8200, if you want to chime in. We've got one more segment left. If you have anything to get off your chest, speak now. Forever hold your peace. The shocking conclusion of The Drive coming up next here on Fan Run Radio. Back here on The Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville. We've got about an hour to go until play-in games resume. You throw out the records when North Carolina Central and North Dakota State tangle.
You going to watch this, Russ?
I'll probably do what I did yesterday, which is flip on sometime in the second half, and hopefully it's a good game, and I'll watch it. I was legitimately entertained, man. Fairleigh Dickinson and Prairie View, that was a barn burner last night. That was a quality game, man. And it was great to see Belmont hold off Temple there. That was a good game, too, and looking forward to Rick Bird's squad, see what they can do here against Buffalo. Or who did they play? Maryland. And then tonight, Arizona State, Bobby Hurley's team against St. John, Chris Mullen's team, a couple of huge names, basketball names from the 80s, 90s, tangling. I will definitely be watching that one. It's quality theater. Well, in New Jersey, a man has made news as he returned an overdue library book 53 years after he first checked it out. Hey, admire the guy for following through on his obligation.
Did it take him that long to read it?
I don't think so, Brandon. I think he lost it.
What are you, an idiot? Brandon?
Fairlawn resident Harry Crame says he checked out The Family Book of Verse by Lewis Gannett from his school library when he was 13 and Lyndon Johnson was president. The now 65-year-old Crame found the book recently while cleaning out his basement and felt guilty about keeping it overdue for all those years. Memorial Middle School Vice Principal Dominic Tarquino said a late fee at today's rate would be almost $2,000, but the district would let it slide. That'd be something, huh? Now we're going to hold you to it. That's $2,000. Come on. Pay up.
Yeah, no.
School librarian Susan Murray says she plans to use the book for a display to teach students about returning books. Good for her. Always return your library books.
Good Lord, I went to move a few I guess it's been probably about 9 or 10 years ago now, and just happened to look in a box. You know, you've always got those boxes you've been traveling around with for like 20 years. Two Blockbuster VCR tapes in it.
Yeah.
The Rocketeer and The Sandlot. Or Rocket Man.
The Rocketeer?
No, Rocket Man. Harlan Williams movie.
Rocketeer, that sucked, man.
Yeah, Rocket Man, very funny movie.
I remember Rocketeer was like really hyped up one summer. I want to say like 92, 93 or something around there.
That guy was like the jetpack on his back, right?
I went to see that in the theater and it was just like, oh, boring. And then what was the other one?
Sandlot.
Sandlot's good. That was a classic.
Yeah.
Speaking of libraries, as it has annually for 17 years now, the Library of Congress picked out a wide-ranging set of recordings, songs, albums, speeches, monologues, field recordings, and some very old phonograph cylinders to add to the National Recording Registry, bringing the total number of works within to 525. Do you have anything you'd like to add to the National Recording Registry, Bear? What was that pile of crap you just played for us a minute ago?
Have you seen this pile of crap?
Brandon played?
No, that you played on your phone.
Oh, that was Beth by Kiss. No, I would add Mungo City by Space Hog. That was a banger back in the day.
The most modern of this year's 25 selections, The Blueprint. You guys familiar with The Blueprint?
Jay-Z?
Jay-Z's 2001 album that solidified the now mogul's place in history and boosted the rise of Kanye West.
There are 525 in the whole collection, and that's one of them?
Yep, that's one of them. 2002, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five's The Message became the first hip-hop recording included in the registry. Huh. Weird that it took that long. I guess it was still pretty new at that time, some of the stuff that's in there. See what else we're putting in there. Richie Valens, La Bamba, goes in this year.
I'm surprised it's not already in there.
Well, they've only been doing it for 15 years. You know, we got to catch up. September, Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's a classic.
Heater. The kids call it Raver, Brandon.
Non-musical entries include Robert F. Kennedy's April 4th, 1968 speech given in response to the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
You ever listen to that?
Maybe not in its entirety, but I feel like I've probably heard some of it.
We can listen to it.
The monologues of Ruth Draper, whose theatrical performances brought her by request to Windsor Castle to perform.
You think they got the Great Crepitation Contest in there?
Let's see. The what?
You never heard the Great Crepitation Contest?
The Great Crepitation Contest.
Look it up.
We've got the Yiddish cylinders from the Standard Phonograph Company of New York circa 1901 to 1905. You heard some Yiddish cylinders from 1901. You got the Memphis Blues from the Victory Military Band, 1914. 1931, Cab Calloway, Minnie the Moocher. You know that one, right?
I know who Cab Calloway is.
Heidi, 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 ha. Blues Brothers, you ever seen it, Brandon? No, of course you haven't.
We're on a mission from God.
La Bamba. War Requiem by Benjamin Britten, 1963. Soul Man by Sam and Dave, 1967. It's a classic. Some say it was written about me. The entire original Broadway cast album of 1968's Hair. You like that one? Oh, yeah. The Age of Aquarius. 1969's Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond. And She's So Unusual by Cyndi Lauper, 1983. How about that?
God, I thought you were going to say...
Years from now, when they're looking back at American culture, what was it like around the turn of the 21st century? Let's go and listen to some things. They'll have Jay-Z's The Blueprint and She's So Unusual by Cyndi Lauper. Oh, man. That's classic. All right, folks, come out and see us tomorrow. We'll be live at Elkmont Exchange beginning at 1 p.m., so we'll be there shortly after lunch for the tip-off of NCAA Tournament proper. We'll be doing our thing. You come check us out down there. We're on Broadway, just north of downtown. They have a huge parking lot, very distinct-looking building. It's like got all these brown kind of like horizontal lines is the best way to describe it. I don't know. Check out Elkmont Exchange online to find out more about their menu and everything. They've got a great selection of handcrafted beers brewed daily right on site at Elkmont Exchange. We'll have TVs everywhere. We'll be watching the games. We'll be watching the UT game as we're back there again on Friday. Elkmont Exchange about to take over Fan Run Radio tomorrow afternoon. It's going to be fantastic. All right. Another day, another dollar, another stellar edition of The Drive in the books. Overtime coming up next till 7. We got the play-in games we're going to be airing here on the station. So you look forward to that. We'll do it again tomorrow right here on Fan Run Radio.